Britain's Director of Trade Strategy for the UK's Department of Trade and Industry, Tim Abraham, was recently here in the Vatican. He was talking with officials about the role of trade in making a more equitable world, getting trade to help alleviate poverty and develop the third world.
I think we, with the Vatican and the United Kingdom, have a lot of common ground in our objectives in this area, and I hope that we can work together to influence opinion. The Vatican is clearly a very important player in influencing public opinion and governments. So to encourage opinion in support of this idea of using trade to alleviate poverty, increase prosperity in the developing world, and I hope we can work together to do that.
Sister Janet Ferns asked Mr. Abraham about the example of cotton and textile industries in Africa, which suffer when cheap second-hand clothing from abroad flood local markets.
I think it is clear that increased trade is, in the long term, always a good thing, but there will always be short-term losers, and it is important to particularly when dealing with developing countries, to account for this. So, for instance, rather like your example of second-hand clothes, the European Union and others sell agricultural products to developing countries at reduced prices using export subsidies. Now, in the short term, taking away these subsidies will increase the cost of agricultural products to particularly the urban people in certain developing countries, and there may be short-term problems there. But in the longer term, the reduction of subsidized agricultural products coming to developing countries should enable those developing countries to develop their agricultural industries, and indeed as a start to their economic development. But we in the West need to help that process and make sure that we do not force the pace in a way that developing countries cannot sustain. Cotton is a good example where, as part of the current round of trade talks, the Doha Development Agenda, the issue of cotton has been a very important one and is a almost totemic example of where developing countries are subsidising the production of an agricultural product to the detriment of the developing world. And we, as the United Kingdom, as the European Union, are very keen to see both that doesn't happen in the EU, because we do a certain amount of subsidy of cotton, but frankly, the United States in particular, we are keen to see them reduce their subsidies for cotton for those very reasons, to allow those countries of, particularly of Africa, to use their natural competitive advantage and grow cotton and be able to sell it on the world market.
Tim Abraham, Director of Trade Strategy for the UK's Trade Ministry. You can hear the full version of that interview on our website. Get your pen ready. I'll be giving you that in just a moment.